What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I am, as always, just as excited to dive into you on this week's episode, solo episode, to talk about five ways to influence your unconscious mind. I know I say it quite often, but I promise you this episode is going to be powerful. There is so much goodness we're going to dive into today's episode. And before we get there, I want to say thank you for joining us on the show. I appreciate you being here every single week if you're a regular listener. And if you're new, thank you so much for joining our community. I'm excited to have you here. And as we kick off today's episode, we are doing something right now. You probably heard about it on our last few solo episodes called the 200 by 30 Challenge. And what it is we're pushing to get 200 ratings and reviews on the Finding Direction show here by my 30th birthday, which is February 12th. So coming up here in just a couple weeks. And so the review that we are reading out loud this week is Alex Renee. And she said, one of my all-time favorite podcasts. I would say I listen to this episode or this podcast on a daily. Stu and his guests provide so much value. It's unbelievable. I share it with everyone. I even share it with my boyfriend who is looking to find direction in his life. Thank you, Stu, for having this podcast. Alex Renee, I want to say thank you for the review. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a listener. And I hope all of the people you're sending this show to and your boyfriend are absolutely getting a little bit clearer on their direction in life. Now, if you want to get the chance to have your review read out loud, go to the iTunes store, leave us a review there, and you can get the chance to have your review written out loud or read out loud on our next solo episode. All right, so we're going to dive in. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can hang out with us every single week on the show. All right, now, as we dive into today's episode, which is five ways to influence your unconscious mind, the first thing we want to do is understand why this is so important and critical and just massively, massively important in your life if you want to get a different type of result in your life. If you want to get to that next level, you want to have more love, passion, happiness. Oftentimes in life, what I found out through reading and also through working with hundreds of different organizations and thousands of different people now, is the unconscious is really the main thing that either propels you forward in your life or holds you back in your life. And so before we get into the five tactics of how you can influence your mind, I want to first and foremost give you the foundational understanding of what the unconscious mind is. And I found a definition that I thought explained this really beautifully. It was from Brian Tracy. And he said this, I'll read it out loud. It says, what is your conscious mind versus your subconscious or unconscious mind? And it says that the conscious mind can be described as whatever you are currently aware of, what you are feeling, doing, seeing, touching, experiencing, you are conscious of it or aware of it. Consciousness does not involve stored information. It is what is happening now. It does not involve thinking or making decisions. It is easy to control your conscious mind because you are able to use it to make choices. In contrast, your subconscious mind is always working in the background, but you are not necessarily aware of it. Sometimes called the unconscious mind, your subconscious mind contains all of the stored information of everything you have ever experienced. Because of this, it influences how you react to things, such as why you are shy, lazy, eat too much, or have an addiction. On the positive side, your subconscious mind also affects things like why you are motivated, confident, successful, cheerful, hopeful, and so on. So you want to think of it as, you know, oftentimes people say if you look at an iceberg, there's about 5 to 10% of the iceberg you see above the surface, and then there's 90% below. And the 10% above is your conscious mind. The 90% below is your unconscious mind. And that's really what dictates why you do what you do in life. A question I would ask you to ask yourself is, have you ever had an idea of what you wanted to do in life, or had an idea of a goal, a vision, something you wanted to achieve? And it's sometimes throughout your journey where there are moments where you actually did know what you needed to do to get the result that you wanted, but you still didn't get the result that you wanted. And if you are like the thousands of other people that I've spoken to, every single time I ask this question, everybody raises their hand. Everybody's had one of those moments in their life where they knew what they needed to do to get a result that they wanted, but they still didn't get the result that they wanted. And the reason that happens is because of your unconscious mind. You know what to do, but below the surface, there's these underlying unconscious threads, these almost waves that sit below the surface that actually dictate why you do what you do. All right. So hopefully now you're starting to understand the power of the unconscious and what it does in your life. And what you want to understand before we get to the five ways to influence it is ultimately your unconscious mind. It is like watering a seed. So if you plant a, let's say, a delicious strawberry, or you plant a poisonous seed and you continue to water it over and over and over and over and over, your conscious mind with the delicious strawberry or the poison, these could be your different types of thoughts that you're putting into your mind. Your unconscious mind doesn't care what type of seed you're giving it. It's going to water the seed that you give it. So you want to understand that if your unconscious mind doesn't care if it's positive or negative, let's make sure that we're actually influencing our unconscious mind in a positive way so that you can get closer to having a life that you really want. So now that you know the unconscious mind, the power of it, what it is, we want to start to look at the five ways that you can influence your unconscious mind. And the first way that you can influence your unconscious mind is you want to start to ask and identify, where is it that in your life, your unconscious mind might be holding you back? And how we're going to do this is, I want you to ask yourself, where is an area of your life that you are having a roadblock in? Where is an area of your life that you feel like you're stuck, that you feel like you want to achieve something, but you just can't break through? You keep hitting an invisible ceiling. You keep, you know, running in circles. Where's a place you have roadblocks? You have speed bumps. Where's a place that you just feel that you can't break through in your life? And get clear on that. It could be in your career. It could be in your health. It could be in a relationship. But where's an area that you feel stuck, we could say? And what you want to start to ask yourself is, why are you having those roadblocks? Why are you having those roadblocks? Right? Is it that when you achieve this thing you want to achieve, or you get to this career you want, below the surface, is there really a feeling of unworthiness? Right? Is it that you want to get in a relationship and you really want to be in a beautiful partnership, but below, you're afraid to get hurt again? Right? Where is the roadblock showing up? And then ask yourself, why are you having those roadblocks? Right? That is the first step. We want to start to ask ourselves, where is the unconscious mind impacting us in our life? And usually it's in the area that you feel you're stuck. The reason you're stuck is because of what's going on in the unconscious. It's not the how-to, it's not the mechanics, right? One thing you'll understand is that anything in life, 80% of what you do is your psychology. Like 80% of what makes up your success in any area is your psychology, 20% is the mechanics. And sometimes what you can do, what we can all do, I'm guilty of it myself sometimes, is we have an area that we're stuck, we want to break through, and we continue to look for the mechanics. How can I get into the health that I want, right? How can I read a book on relationships and get into the relationship? How can I, you know, read about a career and get into the career? And a lot of the time we spend so much time digging into the how-to, when the reality is where the real impact comes is when you dig into the psychology, when you dig into the unconscious mind. All right. So that's number one. Identify, where are you having roadblocks? And once you identify that, now we're going to get to 2, 3, 4, 5, the other five reasons, right? The other five ways to influence your unconscious. And we're going to start to influence this roadblock that you're having in your life. And I promise you, if you take the things from today's episode and you execute on them. You know, on this show, we are big believers in action taking, not doing nothing. You have to take action. And if you have identified where there's a roadblock and you apply these next four things, I promise you, you do this for 30 days, your life will never look the same. So I'm speaking to you directly right now. Whatever that roadblock is you're thinking about in your career, your relationship, your health, your finances, whatever it is, I'm asking you over the next 30 days to take these next four extraordinarily seriously, because it will massively change the quality of your life. All right, let's move to number two. The second way to influence your unconscious is, now that you know where some of the roadblocks are, what you want to do is create a set of affirmations. All right. And what the affirmations look like is two very, very, very important things. One, you want to have your affirmations in the present tense, right? So do not put on an affirmation, I want to have a career that excites me. Because if you say, I want to have, what your subconscious, unconscious mind perceives is, okay, well, then I'll keep wanting to have this thing, right? So rather than saying, I want to, write it down in the present tense. Write it down as, I work a job, I have a career that lights me up every single day. And that's going to be your affirmation. Now, the second part that's really important is, make sure that it is something positive, that you're focused on what you want versus what you do not want. So let me give you an example. You could write, I have a career that lights me up. And the opposite of that, of what you do not want to do, is you could write, I am finally out of the job that I hate. But what your subconscious does, what your unconscious mind does, is it attaches to the idea of, oh, job you hate, 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 and boom, your unconscious is going to continue to push you towards a job that you hate. So make sure that it's in the present tense and make sure that it is positive. And what I would encourage you to do is write down five affirmations that are going to allow you to break through that first thing we spoke about, where your roadblock exists. So if you're having, let's say, a roadblock to get into a relationship, an affirmation could be, I am in the most beautiful relationship of my life. I am with a partner that is unbelievable. I have found my soulmate, right? Write five affirmations that are going to help you break through your roadblock, right? Another way to look at finding your affirmation is, what is one of your biggest limiting beliefs about yourself, about your capabilities, about who you are? And what you can do, and this one will be massively powerful again, is when you figure out what's one of your biggest limiting beliefs, write an affirmation that is the exact opposite of that, right? So if your biggest limiting belief is, you know what, I'm not a confident person. And you just believe that. You go, you know what, I've never really been a confident person. I'm not a confident person. I'm probably never going to be a confident person. And that's one of your biggest limiting beliefs that, by the way, if that's a belief that you have, absolutely, it's going to hold you back. But if that's your limiting belief, I am not a confident person, I'm not confident, what your affirmation would be is, I am an extremely confident person. I am confident in my talents and my abilities. And that's one way you can do it. One third way that you can create your daily affirmation is, create the identity that you want to be, right? So for example, if you want to, let's say, go into public speaking, you could write as an affirmation, I am one of the greatest public speakers to walk the face of the earth. And that's your identity, right? If you want to be eventually a C-suite executive, you go, I am a C-suite executive at an incredible company. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you go, I'm an entrepreneur that creates incredible companies and makes an impact on the world, right? Write what that identity is. And that's the third way you can create an affirmation, all right? So that's the second way, ultimately, that you can influence your unconscious. Write down an affirmation. There's many different ways. You can go back in the episode, listen to that, but make sure you create at least five affirmations. And then what you want to do is make sure you read your affirmations out daily. Read them out loud daily to yourself. All right. I'm going to come back to that at the end, but I just want to put a little note on that right there. All right. Now let's move to number three. The third way to influence your unconscious mind is write down the success that you want in your life. Write down what is it that you truly want to achieve in your life, let's say by the end of this year. What is it that you want to achieve by the end of 2023? And what you want to do is take out a journal. Right? You want to actually write, right? Typing doesn't do as much for your unconscious as writing does. So get a journal out and write, what is it that you want to create by the end of 2023? Write it down, get crystal clear on it. And then what you want to do is, again, write it in the present tense, not as a future plan. Don't write, by the end of 2023, I am going to be this, that, the other. Write it all down in the present tense. You go, I am at a career I love. I'm in an incredible relationship. I'm doing incredibly well financially. I'm doing the best I've ever done in my life. And write out everything you want to achieve by the end of 2023, but write it in the present tense. All right, that's number three. Number four is to practice visualization. Number four is to practice visualization. So once you've gotten clear on the life that you want to create for 2023, you'll use number four to visualize that as already done. If you look at major athletes, if you look at people that are successful in life, oftentimes there is a major element of their life which incorporates visualization. And what visualization is at the basic level is visualizing the life and the things that you want to create in your life before they have happened, right? So if you want to be in a beautiful career, a beautiful relationship, visualize what that would look like. And I would encourage you, as you visualize, actually put some music on, right? Turn the lights down and allow yourself to really get into the emotion of it, right? You want to make visualization 10 times more powerful. Don't just close your eyes and think about it, but imagine yourself actually being there and the emotions that you will feel in that place, all right? Your brain, your unconscious, does not know the difference between what is real and what is imagined. So if you visualize you're in this beautiful relationship, this beautiful career, and you do it over and over and over, your unconscious mind's going to start to take that. You're going to start to influence your unconscious mind to go, oh my God, beautiful relationship. This is what I'm experiencing. And it's going to start to come to a reality in your real life. All right, that's number four. Now, finally, number five, and this one is an interesting one. This is something I actually just recently learned about, but definitely excited to incorporate it into my own life, is the number five way to influence your unconscious mind is using brain entrainment binaural beats. And I know this is something you hear it and it almost sounds like it comes out of like a sci-fi movie or something like that. But what this is that our brain, based on what we are doing, has different frequencies that it lives in. And I'll give you a few of the, I'll give you the frequencies that our brain actually lives in is gamma. There's five of them. Gamma is when your brain is engaged in certain motor functions. Your brain's usually in a gamma frequency. Beta is when you're fully conscious and actively concentrating. So when you're listening to this podcast right now, you're taking things in, maybe you're multitasking, most likely you are in a beta wavelength, right? Beta frequency, that's where you're at. Alpha is when you're relaxed. So when you're really mellowed out, you're chilled, you're relaxed, that is alpha. Theta is when you are drowsy or lightly sleeping. Right. So a lot of the times when you dream, right, you wake up and you kind of go back to bed, and that's usually when you have your dreams. That's when you are in a theta frequency. And then finally, the last way is delta, and that's when you're in deep sleep. Now, what you can do is there's actual audios created by people out there. You can go on Spotify, iTunes, you can Google it, YouTube, wherever you can find audio, and you can search for these binaural beats. And as you meditate, as you visualize, play these in the background, right? And what it will do is it will combine two different frequencies to allow you to tap into, that's what the music does, allow you to tap into alpha or theta or beta waves. Now, what you want to do is you visualize or meditate is the two ones I would suggest you look into and you use for meditation, visualization, affirmations is theta or alpha. Right? Those are usually the states you can use to influence your unconscious mind. All right. So those are the five ways. And what I want to do is I want to give you a sixth thing that is undoubtedly the most important piece of everything that I have just shared with you when it comes to influencing your unconscious mind. And I'm glad you stuck around to the end because this is going to be the one that makes the difference. The sixth piece to making all of this happen, and I spoke about it very, very briefly earlier, is making this part of a daily part of your life. Making this a daily practice. What you want to understand is there are so many things that go on in the world that if you write down, these are my affirmations, this is my vision, this is my, you know, life that I want to create at the end of 2023, and you do it once, it's not going to make an impact on your life. The part of the unconscious and part of impacting and influence the unconscious is repetition. Right? Repetition, repetition, repetition. So when you have a thought or an affirmation or a way that you want to create your lifestyle to be, you have to imprint this daily into your mind, right? If you say it once or twice, your brain hears it and your conscious mind will hear it and then it will deflect it. And if you say it twice, your conscious mind will hear it, it'll deflect it. But if you do this for 7 days or at the beginning when I spoke about for 30 days, and you continue to implant this into your conscious mind, eventually you imprint something often enough and with emotion, eventually your subconscious, your unconscious mind goes, okay, I got it. I've heard this for 2 weeks. This must be true. This affirmation that I am the best public speaker, this affirmation that I'm in a beautiful relationship, this affirmation that I am doing the best I've ever done financially, it must be true. And then your unconscious begins to take it on and you will begin to see the results in your life. But the key here, remember, number six, is do this for 30 days. Challenge yourself right now and say, you know what, for the next 30 days, I am going to commit to doing at least one of these. Maybe it's affirmations daily. Maybe it is visualizing daily. Possibly it is writing out and reading the result you want to create by the end of 2023 daily. Maybe it's incorporating some of those bioneural beats into that as well. But what is one of the five ways to influence your unconscious that you are going to commit to over the next 30 days? And if you do it and you add emotion to it, right? So I would encourage you, read it out in a mirror to yourself and do it with emotion. Emotion is the, if there's one word you take from all of today's episode, let it be emotion. Emotion is the way that you tap into your unconscious mind. You have to do one of these things and add emotion to it. And that is how you will begin to impact and influence your unconscious mind. All right. So I hope you take something from today. And I hope more importantly that you go ahead and execute on it. Remember, as we wrap up today's episode, that everything in your life is controlled by your unconscious mind. Right? You have to impact the conscious and that will impact everything else. The reason oftentimes we get stuck, we don't get to where we want, is we focus too much on the conscious. We focus on the how do I do this? What do I need to know? What do I need to learn? What do I need to study? When the reality is if you focus and say, I'm committed to impacting the unconscious mind, every other domino in your life is going to start to fall once you begin to impact that, because that is where everything lies. So go out, get committed to impacting your unconscious mind. I want to say thank you as always for joining me on this episode. I hope you got something from this. I hope you take something from this. I hope you execute on it. And if you do, I promise it is going to change the quality of your life. Thank you as always for joining me. Have a wonderful, outstanding, unbelievable, incredible rest of your day. And if you want to have a chance to get entered into the 200 by 30 challenge, go ahead and go to iTunes and leave us a review and you will have the chance of having your review read out loud next week. Thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful rest of your day.